Perspective. So, it's been a while. 242 days, to be exact. Welcome back to Your Silence Will Not Save You. I'm in between minds about how long and deep this I'm back post should be. I recently told my therapist that the spirit of constantly needing to be understood and therefore constantly explaining myself has had me in a chokehold for much of my adult life. And because communication and authentic self-expression are generally very important skills and a practice for me, my emotions have sometimes cleverly cloaked and conflated this constant need to be understood with my wanting to be a better and clearer communicator. However, my observer self also knows that I don't need to explain myself, my thinking, my motivations, etc., in every situation or to everyone. So I very often have an internal conflict going on about how much to share and how and when to resign myself to silence. I do think that it is important for me to say something about my absence before I start blogging again. It would be weird to disappear for over half a year and then just randomly start posting like nothing happened. So here goes the short of it. After kicking off the year with a world of enthusiasm and a plan for Q1, felt like the weapons started prospering. I'm not all too sure where things took a turn, but very early in Q1, something felt off. I felt kind of displaced, for lack of a better word, in my own life. I just didn't feel like myself. This then led to more feelings of being awkward in my own experience, starting to get distant from others, and what I can only describe as shrinking. I felt small and self-conscious, and I didn't understand why that was happening. That was my thinking slash feeling self experience. My observer self caught on to this very quickly. And then the overthinking really started ramping up. And what started off as a soft, it's just my brain lying to me, I'm all right, gradually calcified into, I don't know what's wrong with me, so how do I even fix it? And how I even got to this point felt very confusing. There was no big upsetting argument that left me feeling sour, or a big failure that I could point my finger to when I look back at the first few months of the year. So it was hard to describe what went wrong. The best I've come up with to explain all this is that I faced a couple of small disappointments that, when looked upon in isolation, were manageable, but when all put together, became too heavy. So, more like a death by a thousand cuts situation. My most notable experience of this unshakable, something feels off feeling was around my 30th birthday. My birthday is always such a joyous, love-filled day, and while I still had all that this time around, I also couldn't shake the underlying feelings of awkwardness that had started to settle in. I'd be remiss to attribute that to anything other than my own feelings, because my friends, my family, Mo, my acquaintances and colleagues all made my celebrations really special. That's the power of community. It was really beautiful. So the fact that I had all of that, and there was still this part of me that was slipping into obscurity, felt quite unsettling. And unfortunately, that feeling only grew stronger and stronger as the months progressed, leading to more withdrawal, more shrinking, less talking, less contact initiated. Just less of me. To make things even more awkward, objectively, looking at my life, things were going well. I'm living in some of my answered prayers, and my efforts in multiple aspects of life were paying off. What the hell is wrong with me then? So, in addition to feeling lost and small, I started to feel ungrateful and self-critical. I've gone through difficulty in my life. Genuine life challenges, and this wasn't that. So, what was it all about then? So, yeah, it's been a couple of hectic months, and I've been toiling through difficult emotions and questions. I've gone back to therapy, and a more consistent workout regimen to keep my head above water. And most importantly, I'm regaining compassion for myself, regaining perspective. I've gotten to a point now where I'm no longer resisting whatever the season of my life is trying to teach me or show me. I'm no longer catastrophizing it either. I'm just holding space for it, discomfort and all. I'm not all the way through, and I'm not sure what that will look like. I'm just cooperating with life the best way I can at this point. And just like the 1,000 cuts that led me into those lows, getting out of the rut has been a gradual process. So my coming back to the blog isn't off the back of a big come to Jesus moment or anything grand or final in terms of sorting things out. I've just been taking it one day at a time, keeping my head held high. One discernible strategy I learned a year or two ago was assessing the quality of my life or living it according to the SHIELD maxim as a bare minimum. Like any other typical millennial, I came across this idea on social media, Instagram in this case, but it was actually developed by neuroscientist Rudolf Tanzi, co-director of the McCann Center for Brain Health at Harvard-affiliated Massachusetts General Hospital. Try to say that 5 times. SHIELD. S stands for sleep, H handling stress, I for interactions or relationships, E for exercise, L for learning, and D for diet. Looking at these categories left me with a feeling of at least knowing which levers to pull to take care of myself on a foundational level. If all else fails, and I still feel like I'm diminishing, I can at least try to get enough sleep, talk to people that I love and care for, honor my therapy commitment, break a sweat at the gym, read something interesting, and eat well. So let's say I'm getting there, staying buoyant. And I've also regained sufficient energy and confidence to return to the space. Like I said earlier, the skill and practice of communication is very important to me. A big part of the last couple of months has been talking through the confusion and trying hard to describe these feelings with a few trusted people. And just a few days ago, when I started writing this piece, it dawned on me. I think the last couple of months would have been more hectic and isolating if I had resigned myself to silence and tried to fix this all by myself. And then it came back to me. Your silence will not save you. I'm so happy to be back here. Welcome back to the vlog.